Hi. Welcome, fellows, to another Interrogator International special. And today I have a very special guest. Hello. Who are you and where are you from?
Hello. My name is Blackworm and I'm from Finland and I play in a band called Stuka.
Okay, you're playing a band. What does Stuka mean? Is it a Finnish word for something?
No, it's from the airplane, the dive bomber.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. Okay. Yeah, awesome. And you play in a band and it's, we don't interview just any bands here. We have always a big Warhammer 40K topic. And your band is pretty much Warhammer 40K topic, right?
All the songs are about Warhammer, so... That's the whole essence of this band.
Totally. When you check out your Bandcamp, like, and you are a Warhammer 40K enthusiast, you are like, oh, I know that. I think you have a song called Malkador, you have Blood Angels, like a lot of like quotes from the 41st millennium, a lot of Inquisition stuff. And yeah, that's awesome. I'm like a big fan. And I was pretty excited when I stumbled upon your band on Instagram. And yeah, I just thought like, hey, May, I should write these guys. And maybe they are down for an interview. And here you are. And that's pretty awesome. It's so nice having you here.
Yeah, I'm happy to do this.
Awesome. Yeah, it's always like our like mission to find like cool community projects. And like, what's your how would you describe your music? Like, what kind of genre is it?
Well, that's a that's a difficult one because like literally the genre might change from dungeons into industrial metal, so it's a combination of many things. There's a couple of themes that combine the music, and it's like mostly synth and sample based music, and then there's the Warhammer theme.
Yeah, it's pretty fitting. Like, we as a podcast team, we are on conventions and stuff, and we always do like modifications for the classic Star Quest or Space Crusade board game. And when I listen to your music and all these synth parts and stuff like this, it's always for me screaming 1980s. And then we play these old school board games and stuff that is pretty fitting for a warmer setting. That's what I think about it. It's awesome.
Like Space Crusade actually is the whole reason that the Stuka is even existing, because originally we were playing the Space Crusade, and I'm big playing Space Crusade on Amiga.
And, the video game, awesome.
The video game version of the game, and there's like the music game. It's like I just love it. So then when we played the actual like the tabletop game of Space Crusade, I was trying to find like proper music to play when we are playing the game, and I just couldn't find anything that like I heard in my head, because I basically wanted to hear the Amiga music. Sure. So then I decided that, well, if anyone hasn't done it, then maybe I have to do the music myself. So that's how Stuka came to be, that I started making music for Space Crusade.
Awesome. That is like a pretty good story how you get into it, right? Cool. Yeah, you get, like I said, you get songs like Blood Angels, Defcom's Nuclear. That's pretty awesome. And the first thing I saw and what was like waking my interest into your band was the like woodcutting artworks you do. You are the guy doing the artworks, right?
Yeah, yes.
And they are so good. I'm really into like medieval style of art and stuff like this, and this is so good. It's like, and I was so much hoping for t-shirts and merchandise, and then I find your Etsy shop, and this is like everything I always wanted for putting on a t-shirt. That's pretty awesome, and there's always like kind of humor to your pictures. Like, I really love the Night Lords picture where they are torturing people. That is like an awesome image, and I'm pretty sure I will order some shirts.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
It's pretty good. Yeah, you on your Instagram site, you describe yourself like electro punks from the 41st millennium. And that's pretty fitting. And when I listened to like the second song and the third song, I was like, oh, it had these EBM vibes. And then I clicked on your Linktree, and it's described as EBM. So it's pretty good, yeah. When you like electro music, when you like metal music, that's pretty awesome. How many people are you in the band? I saw like always a picture of two guys posing there. One of them is, I'm pretty sure that's you, right?
There's three of us. I'm doing all the music, and then we have two people who do most of the lyrics and the singing. And then we have like couple of what I call like extra members who do additional vocals and stuff.
That's pretty cool. So, what was first, the music or these artworks?
Music, the woodcut, or I've been doing like the album covers always, but the woodcut thing started not so long time ago, like maybe 6 months ago or something. I started drawing them.
Oh, that's pretty cool. It's pretty handy to have like one guy in the band who can do artworks. Like, especially I'm from the punk scene, and they are like a shitload of bands, and they are like awesome bands when you look in the crust scene, and like when it get mixed up with metal, it's most of the time punk gets on the next level and gets a bit more interesting. But a lot of bands' lack of good artworks is like the first thing you see when you're looking for bands, especially in modern days, you're on the internet and you're like clicking through Bandcamp or something. The first thing you see are the visuals, not the audio, you know what I mean? So when you got like good artworks, it's maybe the reason you stop by a band and actually listen to their stuff. And that was the case when I clicked through Instagram, and someone, like, I think shared one of your artworks, and I was like, oh, a cool art account. And then I clicked on it, and I was like, oh, they're doing music. That's pretty awesome. So I think this is very important, especially in these like fast living days we live in right now, and everything is like the frequency of stuff you get hit on, you know, that is pretty intense. And when you have something so special and something unique, like woodcut and Warhammer 40K artworks, that is like something very unique and the one of a kind. And I think it's pretty important nowadays.
I totally agree. I wish that I would have like figured out the woodcut thing even earlier, but now it's definitely become like a essential part of like the music also. That those two things now are together.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it. I really like it. So it's you with the medieval style of woodcut and arts, you always connect like, oh, it was like a terrible time to live in. Everything is so violent and religious fundamentalism and stuff like this. So everything is like in Warhammer 40K. Someone described Warhammer 40K as like it's like medieval knights on spaceships, and that's pretty fitting, right?
I love that. But I agree 100%. One thing with the woodcut things also, what I always find interesting is that like someone can be, you know, chopping a person's head off, and the head lying on the ground is like the person is still kind of smiling or has this like a relaxed look on the face. So I don't know why, but it's very interesting for me.
I wonder why they did it like that. So they are like woodcutting art from like churches and stuff like this, but also from torturing, like original arts, and everything seems like a little bit humorous or like comic relief stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so maybe absolutely. That was like advertisement for the Catholic Church in the medieval ages.
Yeah.
Like we are bad people, but it's not that bad.
yeah.
It's awesome. Oh, yeah, you I saw some pictures like one of the singers actually played Warhammer 40K like in the very early days, right? He posted like boxes from Space Orcs and Harlequins from the Rogue Trader Age.
Yeah, he was playing like late 80s, early 90s. And
awesome.
I think he stopped playing somewhere maybe 90, 95, mm-hmm. 96.
Okay. Yeah, I started in 1996 or 1997. Yeah, 1997 I started with Warhammer 40K.
Yeah.
So he stopped, I started. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you picked up the torch.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's everlasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're doing commissions, right? I saw something like that.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably come to you for a commission when we start. We're doing like one gaming event a year with a good amount of people like coming to us, and they're playing, and some people just come to be guests and talking with us and stuff like this, just having a good weekend. And we always do like a campaign booklet and stuff, always with own artworks. One of my co-hosts is a tattoo artist, and he's drawing so much Warhammer 40K stuff, but I really like to mix it up a little bit, have some commission work in it. So yeah, you have some different styles, and I think these woodcut arts are pretty fitting.
Yeah, well, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, back to the music. That's the main topic here. I think last month you released a CD.
Yes.
That was
It's our third album and first like a physical release. So awesome. We released it on CD.
That's pretty cool. There was like a special bundle with a shirt, right?
Yeah, yes.
Cool. Is it still available?
I think so. I think it is.
That's pretty cool.
The bundle came from the record label, but mm-hmm. I think it's still on.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, we will post all your links and shops and stuff like this in our show notes so our listeners can check it out later on. So what is your personal favorite song? Do you have a favorite song from all the stuff you recorded?
There's like several songs that I like really, really love. But if I have to pick one, I think I have to say I Smell Heresy.
Yeah.
That like
it's pretty good. I just use it for Instagram story for my models.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty cool to find all your stuff on Instagram so you can put it on your stories and have some thematic music for your Warhammer models. And I love this stuff. It's pretty nerdy, but I really, really like it. These are the little things that makes me happy.
Yeah. In general, like, we mostly make this music for ourselves, and it's great that if people like it, but like, you know, this might be totally not cool to say, but I love my own music so much. Yeah,
that's the way it should be, right?
Yeah, well, I know like lots of artists who, you know, they make an album and they work so hard with it, but when they finally release it, they can't even listen to it anymore, that they somehow like have overdone it or something, and they never listen to their own music. And to me, I cannot understand it. It's like, you know, I want to make music that I want to listen to. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I remember when I played in bands, I had this one band which was like touring a lot, like even in other countries and stuff like this. And we toured a lot. We played a lot of concerts. And I had like several songs I really don't like anymore to perform live. But we didn't have that much songs we could had the opportunity to skip something, you know what I mean? We had to fill in our 45 to 60 minute set. So I had to play it, and I was a singer. And sometimes these songs were like, oh, I'm so annoyed to have to do it again. Pretty much our early songs were like very simple how they were created, you know what I mean?
Are you still playing?
Oh no, I'm a father of three, and that was like, I have very small children, and when the first one was born, it was like slowly fading out with the band stuff. So like, I think out of four band members, three of them had kids, and when we had rehearsal, it was always a thrilling time, because most of the time somebody was like calling out in the last minute, like, oh, my kids are sick again, or my kids won't go to bed. And we had this over a couple of months, and then was like, okay, we should like end it here. It's not satisfying anymore.
Yeah, bummer. But yeah, that happens. It's like the busy years.
Yeah, we were like doing it for ourselves. Like you said, we were like, I think in my mid-20s, that was like, it was the greatest time you could made out of being 25, being a singer of a punk band, touring in Europe. That was like so awesome for me, and I cannot imagine something more intense and awesome to do when you are 25. So I'm very happy with it, and I think there's a Hebrew saying that says, like, it was good, but it is good that it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I see it. I'm not bitter or something. It's good how it is. I love my kids, and I'm pretty happy with my life right now.
Oh, that's awesome. But and now, you know, you just need to wait for 15 years and then you can go back to play music.
I just have to wait till my kids party on their own. So maybe they start drinking early, so I'm getting out earlier.
My oldest son is playing in a couple of punk bands, and they are touring in Finland.
Awesome. That's so cool. When I see young people not experiencing something like playing in a band or getting out a lot, I'm a bit sorry for them. I really love to see like young people getting into bands, playing music, or just visiting concerts. I couldn't imagine a life without like concerts, music in general. I think it's kind of like the greatest thing to experience yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In Finland, it's like, it's been so great because now there's coming so much of these like new punk bands, and the kids are starting them, like, and some of them are like 14 and they are doing gigs, and there's like new rise of punk rock in Finland. And
it's always great to see. With Finland, I'm always like connecting, like in general with Scandinavian countries, I'm always connecting like metal bands and stuff like this, but there's so much more. All right.
Yeah, but it's interesting because like now, at least like when I've been following my son's band, like they are connecting with the death metal bands, and like lots of the gigs, like it can be like there's two punk bands and then two death metal bands together, and sometimes there has even been like black metal bands playing with them. So they all are now like somehow doing things together. And I like it because I like punk, I like death metal, and I love black metal. So it's great.
That's awesome. I think these were always my favorite festivals when everything was so mixed up. So you're going around and see like a metal band, and then you go to a punk stage and see some punk bands. So I think this is like a great experience. Don't limit yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
When I was a teenager, I was very much and very deep into the psychobilly scene here in Germany. And they are like, I wouldn't say all of them, but the scene in general is very close-minded and don't want to open up their horizon, you know? You have these psychobilly festivals where like 20 bands playing, and these 20 bands were playing there for the last 20 years. You know what I mean? There's nothing new coming, and every new influence is like, oh, it's too mainstream, and it's too punkish or too poppy, and everybody is complaining, and I was always like, oh, come on, it's like. You die out when you don't like evolve. You should always look above the horizon and like see what other people are doing, so you can get better yourself with your music and your stuff you're doing, and maybe just your personal.
Absolutely, and I do understand the need for tradition and stuff, but you should still be like open-minded, and it's good to mix up things and sometimes try to, evolve a little bit.
Sure, totally. That's like you preserve music from dying out when you're be open-minded and get new influences all the time. That's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
We talked a lot about concerts and tours and festivals. Is there any opportunity to see Stuka live, or is it like more like a band project?
Well, we've been wanting to do live gigs for quite some time, but like there hasn't been opportunities yet. But this summer we are playing in Korppifest in Finland, like this small festival. So right now I'm building a live set. Yeah, I think we have to get like some rehearsal gigs or something before this festival, because I've been playing like in rock bands and metal bands, but I have never played live with the synths and
Oh, it's
stuff. So
exciting. Awesome.
it's exciting, but it's terrifying at the same time,
Yeah,
because
sure.
I don't. I don't know so well what I'm doing, so
It is. It is how it is. Like Lars Frederiksen from Rancid described it as, you are terrified as fuck, but you're getting a boner at the same time. So it's
Oh man, that's well said, yeah.
So, what is it? What's this festival called again?
Korppifest.
And it's in a mall?
No, it's like I have never been there, but it's in the middle of Finland and in like a countryside
Awesome. Send me a link.
festival.
Maybe I'm going there with my best friend to check it out. It's a
Well,
little, it's
that
a
would be
weekend trip
awesome.
to Finland. Sounds great.
Yeah, there's all sorts of weird music, I imagine.
That's a good thing.
Anyways, but if this thing works out well and we have fun performing, like we are totally planning to make this as a gigging band. So that's like one dream.
I can just say it as like a former punk rock singer, like playing live is the greatest rehearsal you can have.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Plagueworm. That was like a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always. Like I said, everything is in the show notes. You should definitely check it out. You are on Spotify, you're on Amazon, you can check it out on Bandcamp. You're almost everywhere where you can enjoy music, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, like I said, thank you very much, and like, have a wonderful night. And yeah, greetings to Finland, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Yeah, anything you want to say?
No.
Okay, that's a pretty good end.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great night.
Thank you. Yeah, bye-bye. You too. Bye.